Foxtrot 4 Lima Victor, Belton, South Carolina. Testing. Okay, just trying to hit the repeater on Caesar's Head with some modifications to the antenna system. It looks like I'm getting through. So AF4LV will be standing by.
4HKX,
W4SOE.
3X, you calling me? 4HKX. Sorry, Rich. Okay, it's still downloaded. Before you forget it, you should have the updated station list now. Find K4NWX in there, his 7 meg and his 3 meg nodes, and get them added to your favorites, because those are always really solid nodes.
Roger that. As soon as it finishes, it's about halfway through.
I'm about 15 minutes from the house. I got to check on my wife and my mother, and I might try to stay up for another 30 minutes after that, but I'm pretty exhausted.
Roger that. I appreciate all the help today. But I do have a message to pass on, if you can hear me.
Just fine.
President's coming for a visit tomorrow. Between 1 and 2:15 p.m. So there is a flight restriction for the area. And the airport that I gave y'all earlier, 3NR3, is in that flight restriction. So you will have to file a special permit to get in here during that time.
So I think I'm good for it. So we
pass that on to Tom and Rich for Matthew.
3NR3, and what was the time?
1 to 2:15 p.m.
Add up in an email when I get to the house if they don't pick it up sooner.
That message going to?
DB.
Yeah, to him.
That's considering getting a flight in here tomorrow, that since we put out the information that we've got the airport here to use, you need to check with them and make sure you can come in. The president is coming into the area.
Okay, I'm W4SOE.
Have some specific needs for the area.
Those to Tom, be a good time to practice your wind link to W4ATP.
Just thinking. Wait till this thing finishes sending.
Get emails, and I'll check in with you when I get back to the house in 10 or 15 minutes and see where you're at. W4SOE Mobile.
Thanks again. Be careful out there. KO4HKX.
KO4NUE, is it sending or receiving, Patrick?
It is receiving at this point.
Right, so the green bar's moving from right to left, right?
Correct.
Over halfway across?
It's about 3/4 of the way now.
Okay, while that's doing that, if you have SOE, I forget what's, I met him today, I'm sorry, my mind is tired. Have him shoot an email for you to VARA, explain the situation, and they'll issue you a temporary key for emergency services, and that'll bump you, that'll take you out of that 1200 baud and put you into 9600 baud. You'll have to let him know when the emergency's over so they can strip the key from you. But if you want to speed things up, all you need to do is just send him an email, and his email is on the VARA sound modem.
Roger that. I think Gary's coming up here first thing in the morning to get be with me also.
Yes, I had you write down, Patrick, W4SOE.
Roger that. I figured it was. I got it wrote down here. Y'all heard NC9V come in there? Let him know what's going on, and I'll be with him as soon as I can. He's on an errand for me.
Yeah. All right, do you I know you are extremely busy, so you've had enough for today on Wind Lake? Gary got you straight, or anything I can help you with?
Not today. We'll wait till tomorrow. I've got things I got to do once I get home, too.
Okay, bud. Nice job. And, okay, there you go. Take a look at your weather reports for it. So there's a lot more in there. When you're ready, let me know. We'll get you on the grip files next. All right. KO4HKX, KO4NUE, 73, bud. Proud of you.
Okay, Chad, you be careful the rest of your trip, and we'll be praying for Perry and you guys.
What time are you going to be back online tomorrow morning?
I will probably be here between 7 and 7:30, but there's the curfew in effect over here. I don't know if it's for everywhere, but they're won't let many people into the area until 8 a.m.
I'll look at the schedule here. I think things are stable here. I found out that the radio that I've been using, my 7300 took a lightning hit, and so I'm on my spare. So the gateway will be up and running here shortly. Then we can play tomorrow. WP9AYD.
Okay, I appreciate it. Appreciate all the help today, guys. Y'all be careful. KO4HKX. NC9V, you out there? NC9V, call KO4HKX.
4HKX, NC9V.
Hey, Leon, how'd things go?
Reception, but I have a name and a number. They will all have Starlink tomorrow. He has no cellular contact now. There's no way to contact him now. But he has a number that he should be active tomorrow with Starlink. QSL?
Just having a little QRM up here this evening.
The gentleman's name is Brian Glover. Brian Glover. That's Bravo Romeo Yankee Oscar November. QSL? Brian Glover.
Brian Glover, got it. Good copy.
He's the lead for the shelter there, and the telephone number is 828-753-3779.
The last four on that. QSL? I copy 828-753-3779.
And remember, they were supposed to send the Starlink up there today. He did not receive it today. It's supposed to come tomorrow. You know how that works. So he may or may not have it tomorrow. But that's the contact lead for that location.
Elementary school, correct?
Sunnyvale Elementary School in the back. I'm sure they tell them to go in the back. They'll direct them back there.
You come in from your house and over that way. You didn't come 64, did you?
64 is closed past the school. It is detour there, detouring all traffic into the school. So they can come straight down 64 to get to that location.
Roger that. Good copy. Straight in 64.
It's detoured off of 64. They will be in the school parking lot. Just tell them to bear right, go straight to the back.
That right, straight to the back. Did they give you a list of things they need?
Does not know at this time. Right now, they're kind of full up. Henderson County is supposed to supply them with things tomorrow, but they're expecting a bigger turnout, so they're not sure. They'd rather have it than not have it.
What about getting stuff into Batcave? Any option there?
That's still an unknown. I had to deal with a medical situation on the other repeater. And as late as it is now, it would be too risky for me to drive down there, honestly.
Roger that. I appreciate what you've done so much. So appreciate you putting some legs on it for me. So be careful going home, and I appreciate the information.
Patrick, you're doing a great job. And everybody appreciates what you're doing. You're the star of the moment. Appreciate it. NC9V.
KO4HX. Hey, if you're around tomorrow, maybe in that area you can find out some specific needs if you're available to do that.
Shelter?
Anywhere. Fire departments, churches, anything.
If we get a chance to go out, we'll do that.
Roger that. Probably prefer the churches will be easier to deal with.
That.
Do appreciate all that. You tell Miss Wendy we said hello, and y'all stay safe over there. KO4HKX, standing by.
You heard direct. Take care. 73, NC9B.
X, KO4NUE.
Go ahead, KO4NUE.
Hey, Patrick, before I leave, would you happen to need a list of the short codes? You know you can send text messages from Winlink directly to a phone. Would that be helpful for you? If it is, I'll coordinate with WB9AYD on 330 and get those to you.
Roger that. You can just email it to me now.
Yeah, that's not possible.
Well, I don't know. He's, like I said, his station got hit by lightning.
Now, we'll get it to you if you want them. Do you have a need to be able to text to people's phones?
Yeah, that would be great because cell service is still down in places. Maybe that'll work.
Yeah, roger that. Okay, I'll take care of it. WB9AYD, KO4NUE. You on frequency, Gary?
Yeah, go ahead, Chad.
Hey, can you QSY to 330?
You got it. See you there.